This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Habayim, welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yomis. We're learning Maseches Nazir, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. Hagoyim ein lahem naziros. Goyim do not have naziros. Like it says, Daber al b'nei Yisrael, and we darshan b'nei Yisrael are noider, and goyim are not noider b'naziros. Nashim avadim yesh lahen naziros. Women and slaves have naziros. Choymer banoshim mi ba'avadim. There's a stringency of women over slaves. There is a stringency of the naziros of women over slaves, namely, shehu kaife es avdai, that a person could force his eved to violate the naziros, to drink wine and be metami, ve'en kaife es ishta, but a person cannot force his wife. Choymer ba'avadim mi ba'anoshim. There's a chumra of slaves over women, shehu mefer nidrei ishtai, that a person could annul the nadarim of his wife, eino mefer nidrei avdai, but he cannot annul the nadarim of his eved. Even though he could force his eved to violate, he can't be mefer it. Hefer l'ishtai, hefer l'lamas. One nullifies it for his wife, it is nullified for good. Hefer l'avdai, but if you force your eved to violate the naziros, yatsa l'cheros. The eved goes free, and therefore mashlam nazirusai, he has to fulfill and fill and complete his naziros that he accepted when he was an eved. Avar mi keneged panav. If after the eved was menader ben naziros, he ran from his master, Rav Meir omer lo yishta yayin. Rav Meir says he can't drink wine. Rav Yossi says yishta. He could drink wine. The Gemara explains the machlokes is that according to Rav Meir, we knas the eved to be mekayim his naziros so that he's mitzta'er and goes back to the master. And Rav Yossi holds that it's permitted for him to drink wine, even not in front of his master, because wherever the Eved is, he's in the Rishus of the master, and he cannot be noig his Naziros, so he should not be weak to serve his master. Mishnah Beis, Nazir Shagilach, a Nazir that cut his hair after he finished the Naziros, and he brought his Karbanos, v'noidalai, and it came to his attention, Shutame, that he was Nitma b'meis during his Naziros. Im Tama Yidua, if it was with Tuma that was well known, Soyser, he could if it was with a known Tuma, it upends and completely destroys his Naziros, and he has to count another Naziros from Tumas HaTahoim. And if he became Tame with Tumas Meis that nobody knew about, or no one in the world knew about, it's called Tumas HaTahoim, which is someone who became Tame of a Meis, if the Meis was in a Makam Nistar, then nobody knows if it's there. This is called Tumas HaTahoim, that Tumas Meis that was not known to anybody. So in such a case, Imad Shalai Gilach, this Tuma Enoi Soyser does not destroy his Naziros. Imad Shalai Gilach, if it became known to him before he cut his hair, whether he became Tuma with Tame Betuma Yadua or whether it was Tuma Satahim Soisar, it uproots his Naziris. The Gemara explains that the mission is gone like Rebbe Lazar holds that being cutting one's hair is Ma'akev, that so long as you didn't shave, you were Layatza Meklal Nazirusai. But according to the Chachamim, since you sprinkled on you some of the blood, so it's not soyser. Meaning if somebody became tame b'tumas hatahayim and you didn't know about it only after you had the blood sprinkled on you, so it's not soyser. The halach is like the chachamim. Ketzad, what is the din of tumas hatahayim? Yorad litbal b'ma'ara. If somebody went down to be toivel in a cave, b'nimsa meis tzafal pi hama'ara, and there was a mess floating on the mouth of the cave, tame, he's tame because it's tumas yadua. But nimsa, if it was found, Meshuka v'karka ha'ma'ara, sunk in the ground of ma'ara, which is tumas hatahayim, yarad lahoker. If the person went down to cool himself off, so he wasn't tamei, tahar, the person's tahar. If it came to his attention after he cut his hair, that he became tamei before, it's not soiser his naziros, because it's tumas hatahayim. But if he went down litar mitumas meis to become tahar from a pre-existing tamei, he's tamei. Shecheskas tamei tamei v'cheskas tahar tahar. If there's a presumptive status that's known as Tame, he remains in that status. V'cheskas Tahar, Tahar. And if there's a Chazaka that's known as Tahar, then he remains in that presumptive status, Sheraglaim L'davar, because it's reasonable to keep a person in their presumptive status. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.